Civilians in Chad say many businesses have been at a standstill since the internet outage began Tuesday morning. Kamui Fabrice, a student in the University of N'Djamena, says he has neither been able to carry out online research nor talk with his supervisor at the University of Lyon in France since the outage began. He spoke to VOA on Thursday via telephone from Chad's capital. Kaimui says he is surprised that Chad's government has remained indifferent and a solution to the internet outage has not been found since October 15 when civilians started complaining. He says the internet outage has paralyzed businesses in Chad. Almaye Halina is Chad's prime minister. He says he is surprised that some civilians think the government is responsible for the internet blackout.
La coupure est à l'origine de toutes les questions et de toutes les spéculations.
Halina says speculations and social media rumors that the current internet outage is ordered by the government for security reasons are false. He says many government offices have also not been able to render services to users because of the outage. He says Chad's government regrets that the shutdown has significantly led to a nosedive in business transactions and of negative impacts on the daily lives of civilians. Halina told State TV on Thursday that Chad's government has ordered the country's Minister of Communication to meet with Safitel and Sotel, the companies that manage Chad's fiber optic networks, to make sure connection is re-established as soon as possible. Buka Michel is Chad's Minister of Communication and Digital Economy. Buka says government officials in neighboring Cameroon, which connects Chad to the internet, have informed him that emergency repairs are ongoing on broken fiber optic cables around Adamawa, an administrative unit in Cameroon that shares a boundary with Chad. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.